The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here, right now. Today's episode, we will be talking about the Bloomat garden watering systems, specifically the ones for containers. So if you've been having a hard time keeping up with watering your container garden, you could probably, most likely, find a system from Bloomat, which is a product of Sustainable Village, something that will work for you. Now, these systems employ the physics of water and not an actual electric pump, so that will distribute water where your plants need it the most, and that is at the roots. The Bloomat line of watering systems encompasses a range of products, so from individual pots, like a houseplant or something on your porch, to small crops on small market farms. But like I said, we will be concentrating on container gardening, since that's such a popular thing. So there's three products that I think are perfect for the individual person with a container or several containers or even a raised bed. So most all of the Bloomat products use a ceramic cone or several ceramic cones. These ceramic cones are inserted into the soil near the plant's roots. That could be in a pot, it could be in a raised bed, or it could be directly in the ground. The cone regulates how much water is released depending on the soil's moisture level. That's the soil around the cone. This is not a new concept. In fact, buried ceramic pots, such as those used in ancient Native American cultures, have been used for irrigating crops for thousands of years. What some Bloomats do is use tubing to connect to a source of water, such as a bowl or a barrel, rather than filling a ceramic jug. Like I said, Bloomat has three products that I think are perfect for home gardeners who have small gardens, or small containers, or raised beds. The first one is pretty simple, and it likely employs a technique that you yourself have used before. So if you've ever filled up a plastic water bottle, turned it upside down, and inserted it into a container or into the ground, you have used this system. And this is the Bloomat Easy product. It's a ceramic cone that comes with a plastic bottle adapter. So bring your own bottle. This adapter easily slips over the bottle opening and creates a nice tight seal. And because the Bloomat cone is made of a porous ceramic product rather than having a small hole in it, the water releases only when the surrounding soil becomes drier than the moist ceramic cone. So it's not like a steady drip, drip, drip. This is water equilibrium at work. Physics. Science. Great. There is a second product that's called the Bloomat Classic. It is a ceramic cone fitted with a thin tube that siphons water from a reservoir, such as a bowl or a jug, or even a giant bucket if you need that much water. And you might. You never know. The last product, the third one, is a more decorative version of the Bloomat Easy. So instead of using a plastic bottle, right, it has a decorative glass globe that you can fill with water. Very, very fancy. And it's actually kind of pretty. You should try it out. Use it. A lot nicer looking than a plastic bottle. Especially if you don't take the label off, like your Coke bottle or something. Okay, so those are the three tools that we were talking about today. The Bloomat Classic, the Bloomat Easy, and the Bloomat Globe. These Bloomat devices ensure that plants don't experience any moisture drawdowns that can happen during hot days. You know, you might water in the morning and then water in the evening and find out that your plants have completely wilted between those two times. Having a Bloomat in during the day helps with that steady moisture, providing of moisture. And here's the other thing. This is really cool, too. If you are going to be away for a few days and don't trust your neighbor kid down the road to remember to water your stuff, these BlueMat devices come in an extra large version, too. So it can hold and disperse more water. Well, that's it for today. That's all about the BlueMat. I think it's a great tool to check out. In fact, I think I might employ this for next season. Fingers crossed. And until then, until the next episode, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.